We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Birchos Hamazon, Halacha Dalet, in middle of paragraph Hey. Bechinas vayochal vayesht vayitav liboy, shaydeze meir haponim. When a person eats and drinks properly, his heart is satisfied and it lights up his face. Kamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says, leiv someach yetiv ponim. A happy heart does good for the face. Toiv is oyer, vayar lekemes oyer ki toiv. Ki horas ponim al deachilo shtiye digdusha, zenim shach mibchinas haisparus shemizgala beisachilo. Because the fact that a person's face lights up when he's eating, that comes from the fact that there is this hisparus that's coming forth from achila. Shemishom ikara hapeer vaoras ponim. That's where the main haoras ponim comes from. Lechem haponim, it was called in the Beis Hamikdash. Achila digdusha. Called lechem aponim, horas ponim. V'zeh bechinas lechem aponim. Ki ikar horas ponim shu ha-hisparus. Bechinas melech b'yofyo yitechzenu. Einecho zeh zoich na'ideh achila dikdusha kanal. Because the main horas ponim, the main pride, the main concept of seeing the king at his best, takes place at achila. V'ikar ha-pe'er v'horas ponim shel achila dikdusha miskabeitz u'mizgala al yedei ha-kois yayin shel berchas ha-mozen shel bechines yayin ha-mesameach bechines ha-simcha shel esparas kanal. And now Rav Moshe Zal says, when this reaches its pinnacle, its height, is at the time of the kois shel berchas ha-mozen. That's when the ikar ha-horas ponim and pe'er of achila comes together and reveals itself, which is called Yayin HaMesameach. Bechinas HaSimcha Shel HaEsparos Kanal. This is the joy that comes from this pride, as we learned earlier. V'zeh Bechinas HiSadmus Ponim Al Yedei HaYayin. This is the concept of why when a person drinks a substantial amount of wine, his face reddens. Ki Bigdusha Hayinu Bekois Shel Brocho Nimshach Zeh HaHiSadmus HaPonim Bechinas HiSparos Kanal. Shehu Bechinas Admoini Im Yefei Einayim HaNemar B'Dovr HaMelech Olav HaShom. Shehu Bechinas Because when this is in a form of holiness, when this drinking is done in a form of holiness, then this redness of the face is the concept of this hisparus. It's a beauty. The concept where we find that about Dovid HaMelech it's written that he was admoini and yefei einayim, red and beautiful face, beautiful eyes. Shehu bechinas kois shel brocha, and we know that Dovid HaMelech is the symbol of kois shel brocha. He's the one who, in the final meal, you know, when Hashem is going to make the suda shel avyoson, he's going to be the one that's going to be given the kois shel brocha to bench. Shezeu bechinas hisakmus pnei atokeya barosh hashanah. This is also the concept of the fact that the baltokeya, the one who blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah, his face reddens when he blows. Ki barosh hashanah ozu ikar kibbutz valias kol ha-hisparus shel Yisrael shemiskaptzim kulam el ha-tzadikim shebedor kanal. Because on Rosh Hashanah is the time when the pride of the entire Jewish people is at a pinnacle, because that's when Bnei Yisrael gather to the tzadikei hador, to the leading tzadikim. V'zeh bechinas shofra. Shofra, and this is the concept of the word shofar, loshen shufra. Shufra means beauty. Hisparus, kemoshikosuv shapru ma'aseichem, as the pasuk says, beautify your deeds. So we see that the shofar is a loshen hisparus. Hainu bechinas hisgalus hayoyfi vahisparus shemizgalu b'Rosh Hashanah kanal. This is referring to that beauty and that pride that's revealed on Rosh Hashanah. Umishom nimshach hisatmus pnei atokeya. And that's where the redness of the baltoikea comes from, of his face. Because in his face is gathering the hisparus, the pride of all the Jews that are gathered there. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Ashrei ha'om yoidei serua, Hashem ba'or ponecho yahalechun. Fortunate is that nation who knows the trua, the sound of the shofar, and they go in the light of the face of Hashem. This is the connection between the shofar and the oyer haponim. Be'or ponecho ya'aleichun. Oyer haponim haynu hisparus anal sho'ilo lefonav yisparuch ha'idei tkiya shofar. This refers to that pride that goes up to Hashem at the time of blowing shofar. V'zehu b'shimcho yigilun kol hayoyim. And that's why the pasuk says, the Jews will rejoice, yigilun, simcha, all day. Why? Ki tiferes uzamoy oto, hisparos, tiferes uzamoy. This is the concept where a person drinks wine properly with holiness. His face also reddens a little. And that's how a person draws upon himself the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, which is this Hisparus we said before. That from the Hisparus, that's where Kaviochel, the Oyer Ho'enayim of Hashem, comes from. Shizehu Iker Mitzvah Birchas Hamozoin. That's the main mitzvah of Birchas Hamozoin, to draw upon oneself the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. And this is what Rabbein Ezal says. V'zesh shekosuv b'hatoyra v'yihi heim meirikim sakeim b'simen yud zayin. This is why Rabbein Ezal says in chapter 17, in the first half of Likutei Moran, shalidei achila b'gdusha zoichin ledas, that through, by eating properly, a person is zoichin to das. As we said, there were rabbis in the Gemara who, when they were asked certain difficult questions, he couldn't answer it, and the following day, in the following morning, he answered it, and he said, the reason why I couldn't answer it yesterday was because I hadn't eaten meat. Implying that through Achila Dikdusha, it gives greater, a higher level of Das. Shaydeze Meir Oyer HaTzadik. Achila Dikdusha causes the light of the Tzadik to shine. Shehu Megale Kol HaHisparus, Shashem Yizborach Mispoya B'Kolach Yisrael, Afilo Mapoch Shebechusim. Because the Tzadik is the one who has the ability to understand and realize and reveal the pride that Hashem takes in every single Jew, even the lowest one. He's the one who has the ability to identify that pride. Ayin Shom Hetev, look over there in Torah Yud Zayin, where Rabbein Ezal expounds on this a lot. Ki hisgalus hahisparus hu b'shas achila d'kedusha. Because again, the main time when this hisparus reveals itself is at the time of achila d'kedusha. Rav Michal was mentioning that he spoke on Shabbos about the story in Sipuri Maaseis, which is Mimelech Shegozar Shmad. That there was a king who issued a decree that nobody could keep mitzvot, and many of the Jews ran away. The Jews who were religious and wanted to keep their religion, what they do? If he doesn't want us to be religious here, goodbye. What about our houses and our wealth? Houses, wealth, garbage. The most important thing in my life is my religion. If I can have my wealth here and I can't have my religion here, then I'd rather not be here. My wealth can stay here. I'll go where my religion is accepted. So most of them ran away. So Rabbein Ezal says there was one of the people there that didn't run away. He stayed. And what did he do? He went underground. He's going to keep his religion, but in secret. On the outside, he acted like a non-Jew. He carried on like a goy. And hiddenly, he kept mitzvahs. So obviously, we're talking here about not the biggest tzaddik. We're talking here about the lower element of Jew. Person who, he wasn't willing to leave everything behind for his religion. Now a whole story takes place, ensues, whereby he saves the king's life. Does something phenomenal. The king says, okay, anything you want, you can have. He says, you know what I'd like? I'd like to be permitted to go publicly with my talis and tefillin. I'd like to be permitted to show my religion publicly. So Rav Michal was saying, look what Rabbein Ezal showing here. Look at a Jew. Look at a little Jew. Not a big Jew. A little Jew. This is one of those who wasn't in the major leagues. He wasn't the very religious ones. This is the not religious. When he's put to the test, when he's given an opportunity, really, what does he ask for? Not $1 billion. Not a new car. Allow me that my religion should be out in the open. Allow me to show respect to Hashem. And he was saying that this could be used to defend all Jews. Because Rabbein Ezal says that we saw in history that there were Jews who were not learned, who were not that religious. When put to the test, your life or your religion, they gave their lives. You know, and we see that there is that nekuda toivah in every Jew, especially in the Poche Shebe Pchusim. Paragraph Vov, V'ze ichlu mashmanim u'shesu mamtakim, Va'al teyotzvu ki chedvas Hashem hi mozchem. Look at this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Eat fatty things and drink sweet things, and do not be sad." Why? Because happiness with Hashem, that's your fortification, that's your strength. ki ikar tikkun ha'achila b'kedusha hu al yedei simcha shubachinas esparos kanal. Because the main tikkun of achila d'kedusha is for a person to be happy when he's eating. Rachman al-Tzan, even on a physical level, if a person is upset and they eat, they get indigestion, or worse, chas v'shalom, or worse. If a person's in a happy frame of mind and he eats, then the food is digested well, begashmius, and beruchnius, it does what it's supposed to. That's why Rabbi Elazar said in Sipurei Maisis, that the one who, not in Sipurei Maisis, that the person who found this diamond, and he was traveling on the ship, and when he would eat, he would keep this diamond on the table to look at it, because that would bring joy to him, and joy helps you digest, helps you eat better. So the ikar tikkun of achila b'kedusha is simcha. Bechinas ki chedvas Hashem hi mozchem. Shu bechinas ki tiferes uzamayota. Oiz. There's an oiz that's synonymous with tiferes. Valkei nemar mikro zeh al Rosh Hashanah. And this is why the Navi Nehemiah said this pasuk to the Jews regarding Rosh Hashanah. This was said to them about Rosh Hashanah. That go and eat with joy, because joy with Hashem, that's your strength. Ki oz b'Rosh Hashanah hu ikar hizgalus ha'sparos kanam. Because Rosh Hashanah is the time when there's the main revelation of this pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael. The hizgalus of the malchus of Hashem, number one, melech hakodesh, melech, melech, melech. And number two, the main hizgalus of Hashem's hisparus with Bnei Yisrael. Every Jew goes to shul on Rosh Hashanah. Even those Jews who never, ever go to shul, never put on a kippah, never say a prayer, never, ever, all of that comes out on Rosh Hashanah. That's this hisparus. V'alkein oz ikar hisgalus kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Rosh Hashanah is the main time when the holiness of Eretz Yisrael shines forth in its fullest sense. K'may shekosev, as the pasuk says, Tomid eini Hashem alakecha bo meireishis Hashanah. The eyes of Hashem are upon Eretz Yisrael. From where? From Rosh Hashanah. It draws its power from Rosh Hashanah. V'alkein oz mazir akosuf lecho v'lishtos besimcha. And that's why it's on Rosh Hashanah that the Torah warns, make sure that you eat with joy. Ki chedvas Hashem hi ma'uzenu. Al yidei hisparus shemekabel oz meitonu. Through the hisparus, the pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael. From what? From their tefilos. From their 12-hour marathon tefillah. Person gives forth a tefillah like that. You have thousands of Jews gathered together, and they're giving their best tefillah of the year. That's the ultimate hisparus. Then from that, you go eat. It's this lech echol besimcha lachmecha. That's this achila d'kedusha. Shaydezeh nase kedusha Eretz Yisrael. That's what generates the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Shaydezeh ikar tikkun achila b'kedusha, which is the ikar tikkun of achila b'kedusha. Paragraph Zayin. This paragraph Zayin will conclude the first section, and then Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a whole explanation of the holiday of Chanukah using this as an introduction. And this is the whole concept of a sudas mitzvah, where we make a suda in honor of certain important occasions, such as kikishegoyim remezin mitzvah oyezim mesechta, because when a mitzvah, an important mitzvah, is completed, or a mesechta in shas is completed, oyezim suda, for example, at the yard site of a great tzaddik, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochoizal, the Hilula, it's called Hilula, a wedding. That's the completion, that was the grand finale of all of his mitzvahs. That was the day where he gave his most outstanding shir, the Idra Zuta, the deepest revelations of the entire Zohar Kodesh were given on that day, and that was the day that he reached his climax. That's why there's a super celebration on that day, and it's highlighted with a suda. Because the pride that Hashem takes from the learning, from that entire learning of that entire Gemara, the hundreds of hours of Gemara that they learn, or the mitzvah, is revealed daika b'shas suda. Ki ikar hisgalus ha'hisparus b'shas suda d'kedusha kanal. As we said before, Rav Nosson Zal proved that the ikar is that leis ha'oichel g'shi haloim. The hisgalus ha'malchus is b'shas suda, which is this hisparus. V'zeh b'chinas achila shabbos v'yontev sho mitzvah gedoyla ma'oid. This is the importance of eating on Shabbos and Yontev, which is a tremendous mitzvah. Ki oz b'shabbos v'yontev oile ha'hisparus v'hashyashuim shel kol ha'mitzvois v'hu'avoidos sho'isim b'choil. Because on Shabbos or on Yom Tov is the day when all the mitzvahs that the person did from Sunday till Shabbos, all of them suddenly go up, swoosh, and cause a phenomenal display of fireworks, of hisparus. Ukimuvan b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in a Toilin Kutimran, kama shekosuv al posuk tzedek lefonov yahalich, shebishabbis oile ha-mitzvah lefnei Hashem Yisborach, v'Hashem Yisborach mispoer bo. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that very often during the weekdays, there isn't enough holiness to give the rocket fuel that's needed for the mitzvahs to go billions of miles up to Hashem. But on Shabbos, the holiness gets turned on to infinite levels, and then there's a rocket fuel that's generated that takes all the mitzvahs that the person did throughout the whole week, and in one zetz, it all goes up to Shemayim. And there's this tremendous hisparus that's revealed. V'chein b'yontif miskabetz hasimcha shel kol ha-mitzvois, v'oz zeichin lo'oyer haponim. That's what it says in the pasuk. That Yom Tov is a time of hisgalus of Oyer Haponim. And we saw earlier that Oyer Haponim means, comes from Hisparus, comes from Lev Sameach. Lev Sameach comes from the hisgalus Hisparus. And therefore, because of the fact that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's elevated and shines the pride, the beauty of all the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that the Yidden have done, al kein oz hu ikar achila dekdusha. That's why those are the most important times of achila dekdusha, eating with true holiness. Va'oz mitzvah gedoyla laharbois besuda. And that those are the days where it's important for a person to eat better, to eat more, nicer. Because the main thing that gives holiness to our meal is hisgalus ha-hisparus. The more there's a revelation of pride, the more the meal has holiness to it. And when the meal has holiness to it, that's the holiness, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The person is mamshech the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which is the ikar kedusha su'achila. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds one note, Shaykh Le'el in Yimashikos Rabbeinu Zal, She'ikar Kedusha Aseret Yisrael Nimshach Halidei Ha'isparish Hashem Yisborach Mispor B'Yisrael, that the way a person draws upon himself the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is from Jewish pride, from the pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael, that brings a shef of Kedusha Aseret Yisrael. V'zehu V'ameich Kulam Tzadikim, when one sees that Klal Yisrael are all tzaddikim, meaning when a person is zeichet to see the hisparus in each and every single Jew, then loylam yirshu eretz, that's the ikar yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, neitzar matoy masa yodai lispoer, haynu kanal, aydei b'chinas masa yodai lispoer, through Hashem getting hisparus from Maase Yodai, dahinu ha-hisparus shemispor bonu, the hisparus that Hashem gets from Klal Yisrael in this oilam ho'asi, or in this oilam agashmi, ha-idezeh lo'oilam yirshu eretz, ha-idezeh nizke le'eretz Yisrael. That's how a person is zeicha to the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, ki ikar kedusha Eretz Yisrael, alidei ha-hisparus. Because the main way that a person turns on the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is through the hisparus. Bechinas ma'ase yodai lehispoer, as the pasuk says.
Paragraph Tes, v'zeh bechinas Chanukah. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show how what we've been discussing till now will serve as an explanation of the holiday of Chanukah. Ki hadlokas ner Chanukah ulahamshich ulagalois oyer ha-hisparus hazois ma'ashe Hashem Yisborach mesporet tovid ma'ame Yisroel. Because the lighting of the Chanukah candles is for the purpose of drawing upon ourselves the light of this pride that Hashem takes constantly with His people, with Klal Yisrael. Umishom mamshichim hoer agodol hazeh, and it's from there that we draw this great light, shemimenu matlik umeir oer aner shel Chanukah, from which we light the candles of Chanukah, shehu pirsumei nisa, which the Gemara says that what Chanukah candles is all about is Persumenisa, publicizing the miracle. Shemeid umefarsein toikef hanisim shashem isborach oisim onu b'chol dor v'dor, whereby we testify and we publicize the great miracles that Hashem performs with us in every generation. V'chol zeh machmas goydel ahavoso yesamo Yisrael, and this is all out of Hashem's great love for Bnei Yisrael, shehu mispoer bonu b'chol dor v'dor, whereby Hashem takes pride in us in every single generation. And that's the reason why he makes miracles for us in every single generation. Because he loves us so much. He takes pride in us. We are his pride and joy. The kingdom of the Greeks, they rose up to try to get the Jews to forget the Torah and to leave their commitment to Hashem. Ki hiskanu v'haisparu shashem hisparach mispoer bonu al yedei kiyum ha-Torah v'mitzvos. Because they became jealous of the pride that Hashem takes in us through the fact that we fulfill the Torah and its mitzvos. V'rotzu levatel es ha-Torah chas v'shalom. And they wanted to eliminate, to block the Jews from studying Torah chas v'shalom. V'omru, they said to the Jews at the time, we want you to write on the horn of an ox that you have no part in Hashem. You have no connection with Hashem whatsoever. Which is the exact opposite of the great pride that we take in Hashem. Whereby we declare in all of our tefillos that Hashem is our Hashem and we are his people. So they wanted the Jews to give that up. They wanted us to give up that pride. And that's the same thing as us giving up how proud we are of Hashem, is the same thing as us reneging on how proud Hashem is of us. Ki ho b'ho talya. Because these two are dependent on each other. U'shneim echad, they're both really one. Ki kifi kiyum ha-Torah v'mitzvos. Because to the degree that the Jews fulfill the Torah and mitzvos, u'kifi ha-hisparus v'simcha shonu misporum u'smechem bo yisporach, and to the degree that we are proud of Hashem, and we're happy with Hashem, to the same degree, Hashem is happy with us and he takes pride in us. Lahavdil, just like any relationship. If you love someone else properly, they love you. If you take pride in your association with somebody else, they take pride in your association, in their association with you. As it says clearly in a pasuk, es Hashem he'emarto v'Hashem he'emircho hayoim. The Jews praise Hashem, and Hashem praises us. Ulesitcho elyoin, and Hashem places us above all other nations. Letehilo, leshem, uleteferes. You know, to praise us and to give us a good name, a great name, and to take pride in us. Teferes. V'alkein kishagovro malchus beis chashmonoi unetzochum. And therefore, when the kingdom of the Chashmonoim overcame the Greeks and they defeated them, Nase haneis b'neirois ha-menorah, a miracle took place with the candles of the menorah. The kovu l'doirois lahatlik ner Chanukah, and the rabbis at that time established a law for the Jews to light candles throughout all the generations, in all subsequent generations. Ki ikur ho'oir nimshach me'oir ha-hisparus hazoi shashem isporach mispor b'Yisrael d'maseim ha-toivim. Because the main source of light is the pride that Hashem takes in the Jewish people in our good deeds. Shezeh ikru ha'or. That's the real light. Kemo shekosuv. That's the most important light. As the Pasuk says, Vayavdel alekim bein ha'or uvein ha'choshech. Hashem made a division, a separation between light and darkness. So the Gemara says on that, V'omrazal, or elo ma'asem shel tzadikim. Light refers to the good deeds of tzadikim. Darkness refers to the misdeeds of the Rishoyim. Ukamay Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Oyer Tzadikim Yismoch, that the light of the righteous brings joy. So we see that the real light is the pride that Hashem takes in Bnei Yisrael when they're doing the right thing, when they're doing well. V'alkein na'aseh mai ha'hisparus hazois oyer einayim. And therefore, as a result of this pride and joy that Hashem feels when the Jews are doing the right thing, that results in a beam of light coming from the eyes. As Rabbi Nazal explained in Likutei Moran, in the chapter that this halach is based on, that this pride that Hashem feels in Bnei Yisrael when they're doing well, this pride results in moichin and tefillin kaviyochel by Hashem, because the Gemara says in Brachos, what is written in Hashem's tefillin? Umi kamcho Yisrael vech boros. Who is like the Jewish people? That's what's written. So when the Jewish pride is at a high, when Hashem is feeling really proud of us, that generates Hashem's tefillin, this light of the tefillin, this light of the eyes, moichin. Vehem boikim boinayim, and this light shoots forth from the eyes. Umishom nimshachoyer hoinayim, shaydezena sekdusha seretz Yisrael kanal. From there comes forth a light from Hashem's eyes, which is what pumps holiness in Eretz Yisrael. The holiness and the goodness of Eretz Yisrael comes from the light of Hashem's eyes. We mentioned it's a posuk that the eyes of Hashem are upon Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Ki ikro ho'or nimshach me'or ha'hisparus hazoi shashem yisborach mispora b'Yisrael. Because the main source of light is the pride and joy that Hashem gets from Klal Yisrael. She'oz me'or o'or godol b'chol ho'i lamos. Because when the Jews are doing well, there's an incredible light that shines, that lights up all the worlds. V'nedlokinu me'irin kol ha'neiros v'oiros el'yonim. And it actually turns on lamps and lights up all the candles, all the heavenly lights in all the worlds. Kama shekosu b'zoyer HaKodesh, as it says in the Zoyer HaKodesh, la'adloko shragim ulanhora butzinim, that one of the reasons why we do mitzvahs and study Torah is to turn on these lights. It's us, we the physical human beings, the Jews of this world, whom when we do mitzvahs, we're in charge of the electricity in all the worlds. Every mitzvah we do turns on tremendous bright lights. And it's from the light of this pride that Hashem takes in us, that's where the light of Chanukah draws its light from. From the great miracle that Hashem did for us at that time, and by us lighting these Chanukah candles every year in our homes, we're showing that we realize that it's not just 2,000 years ago that Hashem was proud of us and our deeds shone brightly, you know, it gave forth a beautiful light and Hashem performed miracles for us. By us lighting those candles today shows we believe that Hashem is proud of us today also. Hashem is taking pride in His people today also, in the Jews. And that's our lighting of Chanukah candles today shows we believe that that Hisparus is shining today. And that Hashem is currently performing great miracles for us. As we said before, when this proud feeling that Hashem has, and it's from this Oyer HaHisparus that we draw the light of Chanukah. V'zeh ho'Oyer HaKodosh shel Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'roisoi. And Rav Nosson Zal says, we know that the Shulchan Aruch says that is a mitzvah to look at and to see the Chanukah candles. Kemo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, ho'roye Ner Chanukah mevorech. Even though technically we don't do it that way, you know, we make the bruch on the lighting, but it's all, the wording in the Gemara is on seeing it. The seeing is also an important item. Ukmai Shoimrim, as we say in the Tefillah, Hanero is halalu koideshein, ve'ein lan rishus l'shtamesh ben elo lir oison belvad. That the only, we're given permission to look at them. There's an importance of looking at that light. Ki ikrad lokas ner chanako hu lahamshich lemato oyer ha'hisparus hazois, kedei lizkois lirois oyer ha'hisparus hazois, kedei lizkois ha'ideze lahargish tam ha'mosoik v'akodesh shel Eretz Yisrael, k'mavur ha'ba'atorna. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the main reason for lighting these Chanukah candles is to draw light down, to draw it way, way down to the lowest levels. Which light? This light of the pride that Hashem gets from Klal Yisrael when we're doing the right thing. So that by drawing that light, will be zeichet to feel the sweet taste of Eretz Yisrael, as is explained in the chapter in the Likutei Moharan over there. Shemi sheroy ezois hahisparus, azai gam bechol mokim shum estaker, naseh ha'avir bepchinas Eretz Yisrael. That Rabbi Nezal said there that any Jew who is zeichet to see the pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael, that person, wherever he looks, he generates an atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael. V'nisoyre tshuka chadosha v'cheshek nimrotz l'Eretz Yisrael. K'muvan b'atar now. And he activates a new desire and a new feeling of wanting to come to Eretz Yisrael, as is explained in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan. Ki b'chanaka tzrichin lahamshich kedusha Eretz Yisrael l'saken pegam hamaraglim shoytziu divo al oretz u'pogmu b'Eretz Yisrael. Now Rav Nosson Zal is shifting gears, and he's going to tap into a different chapter in the Likutei Moharan, Torah Zion, in the second half of the Likutei Moharan, where Rav Nosson Zal talks about Chanukah, and he connects Chanukah to Yom Kippur. And Rav Nosson Zal explains, he shows, how based on the type of forgiveness that Hashem gives us on Yom Kippur, that's what decides how good a Chanukah we're going to have. Because Chanukah is the next, after this Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Chanukah. And Rabbi Nezal there explains the connection. He shows that the last letters of certain posuk, the last letters there make up the word Chanukah. And he also shows that the concept of Chanukah Sabayis, that as a result of the Meraglim speaking against Eretz Yisrael, that's what destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, that's what blocked the Bnei Yisrael from getting to Eretz Yisrael, you know, and from having the Beis Hamikdash. And he makes the whole connection there. As Rabbi Nezal explains in the chapter on Likutei Moharan, Kimarachmim Yenagim, chapter 7, in the second half of Likutei Moharan, Shekifi haslachno shepoilim b'yom ha-kipurim kein zeichen l'kidushas Chanukah. Rabbi Nezal there shows that based on the slachno, that a person is zeicha, to the degree that Hashem accepts a person's plea for forgiveness on Yom Kippur, to that degree he's zeicha to the holiness of Chanukah. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashem bikesh slachno al chei tamaraglim, because Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah of slachno lavoyin amazeh kigodol chazeh was specifically related to the maraglim when they came back with their terrible report about Eretz Yisrael. Nimtza shebechanaka tzrichin lesakein chet hamaraglim shedibur al Eretz Yisrael. So based on that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, we see that there's a direct connection between Chanukah and a tikkun of the pegam of the maraglim, which was that tefillah of slachno. Rabbi Nezal, on that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, in Torah Zion, in the second half of the Likutei Moharan, paragraph Yud Aleph, Rabbi Nezal there goes into the whole explanation to show the connection between Chanukah and Yom Kippur. And he says that if you look at this pasuk, Slachno la'avoyin ha'om hazeh kegoydel chazdecho, the first letters of these words, hazeh kegoydel chazdecho v'chasher nososo, spell the word Chanukah. And Rabbi Nezal shows how that pasuk was said by Moshe Rabbeinu when the problem of the Meraglim came up. And it was as a result of their sin that we didn't get into Eretz Yisrael, that we didn't get the Beis Hamikdash, so that the whole concept of the tefillah that he was saying at that time, which is the tefillah that we say on Yom Kippur, was to be zeichet to get to Eretz Yisrael, of which the tachlis of Eretz Yisrael is the Beis Hamikdash, the Chanukah Sabayis. You know. And Rabbi Nezal there elaborates on it more. And he says there that therefore so too by each and every single individual yid, to the degree that he's zeichet to poil his tefillah of slachno on Yom Kippur, to that degree he's zeichet to have a good Chanukah. Someone here mentioned another connection that we know, the fact that Zois Chanukah, the final day of Chanukah, is also considered to be the final closing, to a large degree, of the Kapporas Avinos. It's an extension of Yom Kippur-like. Back inside, as Rabbi Nezal says over there exactly, Shekiti Aslachno Shvelim Yom Kippur Gan Zolim Yisrael Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Bikesh Slachno Achet Amaravim Nimtzo Shevachanukah Tzvichon 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 Tzvichon. So therefore, on Chanukah, we're looking to be mesakein the pegam of the Meraglim, who spoke against Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we're looking to reveal the true beauty of Eretz Yisrael, the true delicious taste of Eretz Yisrael. Al keinonu tzrichin achshav legaloi satama kodesh Eretz Yisrael. Veze naaseh al yidei adlokas ner Chanukah. And the way we reveal the beauty of Eretz Yisrael is through the lighting of the Chanukah candles. Shaydei zeh nizgala oyer ha-hisparus ma-shem-shem-hisparuch mispora b'Yisroel. because as we said earlier, lighting the Hanukkah candles is turning on the is displaying the light of the pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael. Shaydeze nimshach kedusha Eretz Yisrael b'chol mokam shemistaklam boy, and a person who's zecher to tap into that, that person wherever he looks, he's mashpia the kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Ki nimshach dechina savira Eretz Yisrael machkim al yidei oyer ha'hisparus shulchinas moichin tefillin, because he draws some of that holy air and atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael through this hisparus, which is we said before is moichin tefillin. And this is why we use oil specifically for Ner Chanukah, because oil symbolizes Moichin, Tefillin. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'shemen al roishcha al yechzar hanemar b'tefillin, k'mo shedosh razal. The Gemara says that that Pasuk is referring to the light of the Tefillin. Ki ha-moichin in bechinas shemen mishchas kodesh ki yadua, because the Moichin, the seichel of a person, is referred to as this holy oil. And by lighting the Ner Chanukah, by tapping into this Oyer HaHisparus, a person is zeichah to draw the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael wherever he looks. And by placing the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael in a place, the person tastes that. He starts tasting that and feeling that. It's like a tease. And when the person feels that tease, he starts feeling a new desire, a new intense desire and yearning for Eretz Yisrael. Uboze misaknin pegam hamaraglim shohitziu dibol Eretz Yisrael. And by making Eretz Yisrael look good and great, by doing that, a person corrects the pegam of the maraglim who made Eretz Yisrael chas v'shalom look bad. V'alkein tzrichin lirois ulistakel b'ner chanukah. And it's for this reason that it's important to look at, to look carefully and intensely at the Chanukah candles, kedei lehistakel al oyer ha'hisparus hazois, because the Chanukah candles symbolize that pride that Hashem, how proud Hashem was of Klal Yisrael at the time. That's what made him do the miracle and everything. So a person looking at those candles is drawing from that oyer ha'hisparus, shuhu b'chinas oyer haner shel Chanukah, so that by the person looking at that and connecting with that, that person is zeicher that wherever he looks, he generates the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And then that person himself will feel a brand new yearning and desire for Eretz Yisrael. And by doing that, he corrects the pegam of the Meraglim who spoke against Eretz Yisrael. Paragraph Yud. V'alkein koyrim b'chanukah parshas ha-nesiyim. And it's for this reason that the Torah portion that we read on Chanukah is the special sacrifices that were brought to initiate the Mishkan, which were brought by the top tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael, the leaders of each one of the 12 tribes, the Nesiyim. Heim b'chinas tzaddikei ador. They represent the Nesiyim shel Yisrael. Because the Nesiyim, the leaders of the tribes, they represent the leaders of the generation, the tzaddikim. She'ikar ha'hisparus kol bohem, whereby the ikar pride that Hashem feels in Klal Yisrael is from these people. These people are like a composite of thousands of Jews. Each tzaddik has in him a combination of the goodness of hundreds or thousands of other Jews put together. He's their shoresh. He's called a shoresh neshamas Yisroel. And he's a kolel of all of them. Just like the Gemara says, there was a woman who gave birth to 600,000 in one shot. That was Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. K'moshe kosu b'toranal, as is written in that chapter on the Likutim Ran. V'alkein ha'nesiyim heviyues avnei hamiluim lo'efoid v'lachoshin. And it's for this reason that one of their main contributions to the Mishkan, these leaders of the tribes, were that they donated the special rocks, the special stones that were used in the Choshen. Ki avnei ho'efoit v'choshen heim bechinas hisgalus ha'hisparus shashem isporach mispora b'Yisrael. Because those colorful stones, those beautiful, shiny, glowing stones, they symbolize this pride of Klal Yisrael, how the light that glows from Klal Yisrael that Hashem takes pride in. ki ikara ha-hisparus al-idei ha-gavnin, al-idei she-Yisrael klulin mi-gavnin sagin, kemavur b'divar ha-benis al-bamokam achar. Because the main pride, the main nachas that Hashem gets from Klal Yisrael is that they are multifaceted, multicolored diamond. This one is red, this one is green, this one is blue. They're not all identical. Every yid is different, and from these differences, they radiate light, different multicolored light. And that's the hisparus that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael. Uklolius hagavnin shel Yisrael hoyu mizgalin bavnei achoshen voifoyim. This multicolored, light showed itself in these stones. Shekol even hoyeloi gavan miyuchot kifi shvoto yishoye kosvelo, whereby each one of these stones had a unique color, representing its tribe, the tribe it represented. Hainu kifi agavan v'sparu shashim sporach mekavu mizeh shevet. Based on that stone was a reflection of the pride that Hashem had from that particular tribe, that particular shevet. Ki kol shevet v'shevet yesh loy gavan miyuchad. Because each and every single shevet had a different, unique color. V'chol eilu agavnin hoyu bavnei choshen v'eifad. And each one of these colors was included in the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. Oidem l'ruvein. Ruvein was represented by red. Pitadol l'shimoin. Shimoin was a different color, etc. Ve'elu agavnin hoyu mitzuyorim bidgolim, k'moy shem razal. And these colors were also found on the flag that each one of these shvotim had. Shebe'elu adgolim hoyu hoilchem Yisrael b'milchemes mitzvah lichvoish Eretz Yisrael. So that when the Jews went out to do battle, to conquer the land of Eretz Yisrael, which was a major mitzvah, they went out, these flags went in front of them. Each tribe had its flag leading its way. Shezeh hoyu ikra milchemes Yisrael. And we know that was the main battle of Klal Yisrael, was to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar kvishas Eretz Yisrael v'alidei hizgalus ha-hisparus shubichinas klolis ha-gavnin shlavnei ha-choshin shoyim mitziorim mitgolim. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the main ability for Klal Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael was based on the Hashem's pride, Hashem being proud of them and happy with them and everything, which is what was beaming from these flags. These flags, the colors on these flags, reflected the hisparus that Hashem has in each and every shevet of Klal Yisrael. And that's what gave them the koyach to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Shaydeze nase kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because we had learned earlier that when this hisparus is shining, it beams kedushas Eretz Yisrael. V'nizgale hatam shel Eretz Yisrael, and reveals a taste of Eretz Yisrael. She'oz machnien kol hamoinim Eretz Yisrael. And that eliminates all the obstacles for Eretz Yisrael. When a person gets a real taste for it, there are no obstacles. Nothing can stand in his way. Ki ikra hamoinim hei moitzie dibas ha'oretz ro. Because the main obstacle from getting to Eretz Yisrael is people who speak against Eretz Yisrael. People who play down the goodness of Eretz Yisrael. Whereas we said that when this oir ha'hisparus is shining properly, then it beams out through the eyes and it beams forth the real beauty of Eretz Yisrael. So that when the real beauty of Eretz Yisrael is shining, there's nothing in the world that can block Klal Yisrael from getting there. V'yalkein heviu hanasim daiko esavonim shalachoshim voifoy. And it's for this reason that it was Bedavka, the leader of each tribe, that donated these rocks, these stones, for the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. Ki ikara ha-hisparus toli ba-hanasiyim, shem b'chinas tzadiki ador. Because the main pride that Hashem feels from Klal Yisrael is dependent on the tzadikim. She ikara ha-hisparus al-yodom, whereby the main hisparus comes from them. V'yalkein koiren parshas ha-nasiyim b'chanukah. And it's for this reason that's the portion that we read on Chanukah. Ki oz megalin oyer ha-hisparus hazois. Because Chanukah is a time when we activate this oir ha-hisparus, she'ikoroi toloi b'tzadiki ador, which is dependent most on the tzadikim of the generation, she'heim b'chinas nesim kanal, who were symbolized by the leaders of Ishvotim.